Military veterans seeking health care are facing an uncertain future. On Wednesday, President Trump fired David Shulkin, the head of the Department of Veterans Affairs. Shulkin says he was fired because the Trump administration wants to privatize the VA's health care system, which Shulkin is opposed to. Marine Corps veteran Josh Penner supports the idea. He's co-founder of the nonprofit PNW Veterans Coalition, and he's also the mayor of Ording, Washington.
Imagine if you, or when you turn 65, you get Social Security and Medicare, and the only way you can access them is by going to a special facility that is a Social Security-owned facility rather than accessing in the community where you live. And that's the situation that we have right now, is if you get VA healthcare benefits, you can only access it in any practical way at a VA healthcare facility. And so you get granted these supports, but they come with a huge caveat that sometimes you have to travel 50 or 100 or even more miles just to access the benefits. And that's just, you know, it's not practical.
Penner also told me the private market is more than equipped to handle the needs of veterans.
Right now, if you have a veteran who has a 40-hour-a-week job, has good health care benefits and VA health care benefits, 9 out of 10 of them are going to use their private health care benefits because they can see the doctor today or tomorrow. The private health care system in our communities can support these people because it already is. It's a challenge to need to see a doctor over something like an aching knee, a bad back, maybe a mental health crisis or, you know, a brewing crisis, and not be able to access them in a timely way. You know, a private healthcare provider, if you're not seeing a specialist for something, you can typically see your doctor within a day or two, or sometimes the same day. That's just not possible at the VA hospitals.
You know, Josh, back to David Shulkin again, the outgoing VA secretary. You may have read that op-ed he wrote for the New York Times this week. And in it, he was arguing that the private sector really isn't well equipped to handle the complexity of care that he says is needed sometimes by veterans, especially when it comes to mental health. What's your reaction to that?
Well, it's a provocative idea that that private healthcare providers are prepared to support veterans in their mental health challenges. In my experience working with VA as a patient, but also supporting their staff in training and veterans culture and cultural awareness and connecting with veterans in a trauma-informed manner, I have found that many of their doctors and support providers in the healthcare arena themselves are not any better informed on veterans issues than private healthcare providers. And there's nothing that makes a VA doctor different than a private healthcare provider, except for the fact they work at the VA. And veterans are people too. And 90% of the healthcare needs of veterans are not going to be a mystery to anybody. And maybe I'm understating that. You know, a bad back is a bad back, bad knees are bad knees, and, you know, doctors are doctors, and veterans shouldn't be separated. It's not separate but equal. It's, you know, veterans have the same healthcare needs as everybody else, and then maybe a few more.
Marine Corps veteran Josh Penner is the mayor of Ording, Washington, and he's co-founder of the nonprofit PNW Veterans Coalition. For a different perspective, we also spoke with Rebecca Murch. She's a Navy veteran and runs the group The Seattle Stand Down. She says privatizing the VA healthcare system is a bad idea.
You know, when we privatize something, it's about making money, and we shouldn't be trying to, you know, make financial gains off of the backs of our wounded warriors and their medical care.
Murch says the VA is a research leader in areas that affect many veterans, including PTSD and brain injuries. And she says the private healthcare market doesn't have the same experience in dealing with veterans.
Just trying to learn a military or slash a veteran culture is a challenge itself. And, you know, and that is something that the VA definitely, you know, already has a hand on. And I believe that, you know, privatizing then is not going to make things better, but in the short term, it's actually going to make things a lot worse.
Despite the firing of Secretary Shulkin, the Trump administration says it is not having discussions about privatizing the VA. This is KUOW.